Texte numéro 2. A genetic basis for vegetarianism. People's likelihood of being vegetarian seems to be influenced by several genetic variants, and two of the three most important genes found so far appear to be involved in fat metabolism. This hints that some people find it easier to give up meat because they naturally produce certain fat molecules, says Nabil Yassin at Northwestern University in Chicago. Maybe there is some fat that is essential for some people to have in their diet, but not for others, he says. Genetic factors are known to influence aspects of diet, such as whether people like coffee or alcohol. To see if genes also affect vegetarianism, Yassin and his team turned data on about 5,300 people who said they were strict vegetarians and 330,000 people who were meat eaters in the UK Biobank study, for which people filled in lifestyle surveys and had their DNA sequenced. Three gene variants were more common in vegetarians. Two, called NPC1 and RMC1, are involved in the transport and metabolism of cholesterol and other fatty molecules called glycolipids. The third gene, called RIOK3, has various functions, including affecting the immune system. It is not known how these genes may relate to vegetarianism, but one of the chief differences between animal-based foods and plant-based ones is the chemical makeup of their fats or oils, collectively known as lipids. Yassin and his colleagues speculate that some people may function better on a vegetarian diet because they are more able to synthesize certain lipid molecules that are present in meat. Some people who try vegetarianism but give up may be doing so because their body becomes deficient in the postulated essential lipids, says Yassin. They decide that this diet is not for them, or gradually creep back into an omnivore diet. Some people might think they just do not have the willpower. Another possibility, says Yassin, is that the apparently vegetarianism-promoting gene variants affect people's taste. Albert Kalman at the University of Cambridge says most research into how nutrients influence satiety and food choices has focused on proteins rather than fats. We don't know enough about this idea to either accept or dismiss it, he says. Richard McLuane at the United Kingdom Vegetarian Society says the number of vegetarians had almost doubled in the UK between 2012 and 2019. That would seem to suggest something other than underlying genetic factors are at play, he says. People go vegetarian because, more and more, they are concerned about climate, about animal welfare, or about their health, he says, which are more important determinants than physiological factors. Adapted from New Scientist, October 2023.